Let's move to this one, because a lot of you are tucking into your eggs this morning. You know, we know that, of course, the yolk of the egg is yellow. And what's the saying?
More yellow, the yellower the yolk, the more healthier the egg is. And that's been sold to us for a long, long time. But you might be surprised to learn this morning that most of the eggs sold in Australia now have their yolks artificially brightened by manufactured additive food dyes.
You're yoking.
Oh.
That's one of yours, isn't it? That's one of yours.
No, don't try and twist it onto me. You said yours. That. These dyes, they come from agents like capsicum, marigold or paprika. They're manufactured in China, and for some reason their use is not regulated by Food Standards Australia.
So let's go to Bede Berkey. He's the chair of the New South Wales Farmers Association Egg Committee. He's also a chicken farmer. Bede, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Gary and John.
Bede, just tell us about these artificial dyes that are being used to brighten the yolk of the egg.
Look, it's been a common practice in the industry for a long, long time. If I can just background it a little bit for you, in Australia we don't have copious amounts of corn like they have in America through the corn belt that we all hear about. Corn has a high level of natural pigment in it, exactly the same pigments that we're talking about, they're carotenoids, and that will naturally take, when the bird eats corn, when the bird eats food manufactured from corn, it'll take that pigment from the corn and deposit it in the yolk of the egg and give it the natural colour. The other way of putting colour into the egg traditionally has been with lucerne meals and, to a degree, you know, different forms in free-range birds, grasses and pasture that they eat.
Bede, if you didn't do this, what colour would the yolk be?
The yolk would be very, very pale. And in particular, ununiform. When we add the pigment in the feed, at the feed mill, we create a very even yolk colour, and it's incredible how the research in the industry over the years, it's not us telling the people they're healthy, the people are telling us that they have a whole lot of perceptions of good yolk colour. People believe that good yolk colour means that they're free range, and consumers tell us that means they're fresh, that means that they're healthy. When really it's just a thing that's a pigment that's added, it's a carotenoid, and done at the feed mill level, and it gives uniform colour to the egg.
And everyone does it?
Look, not everyone. Producers can choose not to do it, but you'll find that by and large most of the producers in Australia and most of the eggs that people buy and consume at the supermarket level will have yolk colour added.
Yeah. Now, you're chairman of the Egg Committee of New South Wales Farmers Association. How many eggs do you have a day?
Me? I have two every morning. And I get disappointed if my yolk colours... We have a fan score, and we like to produce our eggs to have a colour score of about 11 or 12.
Really? Okay.
And I get very disappointed if they're twos and threes, and we go looking for a problem.
All right. I've got 30 seconds left. This is a silly question. Has anyone ever looked at trying to change the colour of the yolk? Is there anything you can do that?
To change the colour?
Yeah, have a different coloured yolk. Novelty eggs.
That's a new one for me. That's a new one for me, totally. But
John would like red yolks.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the pigments that are added are a combination of red and yellow.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, so...
It's possible.
If you go to America, the eggs that you have over there will have a very, very yellow,
yellow
appearance.
All right, Bede.
They're an orange appearance.
Got the news coming up now. Thank you very much for that explanation. Well done. Bede Berkey from the Farmers Association Egg Committee.